This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. It's Andriy Slobodianek. He is the Partnerships Director of ImmuniWeb, I-M-M-U-N-I-W-E-B. Check out his website. It's amazing. They automate app security testing with the power of machine learning and artificial intelligence beyond most companies what they could offer for cloud, web, and mobile device applications with even SLA agreements for zero false positives. Andriy, welcome to the hot seat today.
Hello, Gary. Hello, colleagues.
So tell us more about your company. When did you guys form this corporation, and when did you get this AI machine learning pen testing system up and running? Because it seems pretty amazing.
So we are a global application security company with headquarters in Geneva, and we are providing special platform for attack surface management, dark web monitoring, and penetration testing. We are actively using AI technologies in our products, and it's allow us to do our job properly and very fast.
And you even have a community edition. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, community edition services allows a lot of different organizations and our future customers to check some basic things in terms of security. I mean, with our community edition services, it is quite easy to check basic security of web applications, mobile applications, some issues in dark web. For example, with one of our service from Community Edition, any companies can check, do they have any records or mentioning in dark web forums, for example. I really recommend to start from our Community Edition services and briefly check your company through these different mechanisms.
Andriy, beyond the community edition, you have multiple versions of your product or service. I assume this is all cloud-based because you've got cloud pen testing and vulnerability testing. You've got web application testing, probably way beyond OWASP, I would assume. And you've got mobile testing. Can we walk through each one of those and kind of how it works and how it's deployed?
Actually, we are fans of cloud cloud-based applications, cloud-based security, and you're absolutely right. All our products, it's a SaaS products, and we are providing all our services from the cloud. It's allow our customers to receive very quick result, and also in our services, they can expect friendly approaches and very easy way to receive quick and high-quality result.
And you even have continuous pen testing. It actually runs 724/365 if a client wishes to do so?
Correct. They are working in the following logic. During the first pen test, our customers receiving, let's say, the result of a comprehensive pen test. And after that, any changes in the web application running additional pen test. I mean, customer can receive as a result of next pen test as soon as possible.
So that means if they had a patch or a new vulnerability accidentally got uncovered, or maybe they're building a custom web app and their source code got compromised or has some bad code, your pen testing might discover that really quickly compared to waiting a day, a week, or a month where the hackers would also be looking for that vulnerability.
Exactly. Exactly, yes.
That's wonderful. And your website is a really full of content website. It's pretty well done. You even offer open published pricing for your services at different levels on the site. Now, do you sell to SMBs or mid-market, big government agencies, large corporations, Fortune 500? What is the sweet spot for ImmuniWeb?
Honestly speaking, we are more concentrating in enterprises customers because we have more than 1,000 enterprise customers all over the world in more than 50 countries. And the majority of our services we are providing for enterprise customers from telco, automotive, financial sectors. Also, we have a lot of customers from holding structures, from logistic operators areas. Actually, our prices are publicly available from our web portal, and everyone can, let's say, check these prices and understand how much does it cost.
Andre, are there certain kinds of common vulnerabilities that get discovered when you run your pen testing system, whether it's cloud or web or mobile? Just kind of, oops, they did it again, default password, or is it much more detailed with exploitable vulnerabilities that might require some, you know, tools off the dark web? What kind of stuff are you typically discovering?
All our pen tests are based on comprehensive methodologies. For example, in all our pen tests of web applications, we included different standards like OWASP Top 10, NIST standard, PCI DSS. For example, we have full coverage of SANS Top 25 vulnerabilities. It's allow our customers to understand all misconfigurations, all vulnerabilities, all, let's say, bad scenes in their web applications. Also, in some of our packages, we included dark web reconnaissance. And again, it will allow our customers to understand the situation with web applications or APIs quite deeply.
So let's say you found a vulnerability in WordPress that someone was running in Geneva. And then, you know, I'm running the same WordPress, let's say, in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, and we're both your clients, someone in Switzerland, someone in the United States. When you discover a flaw or an exploitable hole, because you're SaaS-based, that knowledge can be shared in the testing amongst all your clients, correct?
Let me answer in this way. It's very often we see how one vulnerability can have an effect in all over the world, let's say. And yeah, it's very common case when just one vulnerability, with just one vulnerability, hackers can attack a lot of web applications in just one moment. Yeah, it's quite a dangerous situation. And when we're talking about WordPress, unfortunately, it's one of the most vulnerable platforms because we see quite regularly that vulnerabilities appear there.
And then when you get to mobile, it's a little esoteric with the executables. Are you actually testing HTML5 on mobile? Or are you testing applications that are developed and ported directly to the mobile operating system?
Honestly speaking, we can do it in different ways. Also, we can do it in, let's say, a way when a customer just provide us application and required some specific tests, like, for example, test of code obfuscation or bypassing of certificates, bypassing of routing or jailbreaking. And of course, it required more time for reverse engineering, for let's say additional manual checks, but we can do this because of our great technologies and very professional team.
So you offer a little bit of security pen test consulting services and custom work as necessary on mobile beyond just the automation from the AI machine learning testing.
Again, all our penetration tests for mobile application based on, let's say, great comprehensive frameworks like OWASP Mobile Top 10, for example, or NIST standards. That is why we do our job very precisely, very properly, and customer can expect very clear, understandable information from our reports. For example, we included in all our reports classification of vulnerabilities in different standards, which allow our customers to clearly understand what was found and what they should do with it, because we are providing remediation guideline in our reports.
That's wonderful. So you find the hole, you show them how exploitable they are, and you tell them how to fix the hole. That is just so powerful. And Andre, you're the director of the partnership program, correct?
Correct.
Tell
Yeah.
us about, tell us a little bit about that. How does that operate? How does that work?
Till now, we have more than 250 partners all over the world, and usually, honestly speaking, it's very different companies, but a lot of them, it's great distributors or system integrators with very professional team, which are ready to provide different services in cybersecurity area. And we have very interesting, fantastic proposal for almost any players in cybersecurity markets. We have special proposals for MSSPs, for system integrators, for distributors, and companies who is ready to start from, for example, not so complicated penetration testing or simple vulnerability scanning of web applications and APIs. I mean, we have a proposal for almost every company which is ready to provide some services in this area.
Plug and play application pen testing as a service model through partners, great way to roll it out so more and more people can take advantage of what you have developed at your company, which looks amazing. Andre, is there anything else you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners that we may have missed?
I think I'm okay for till now. Yeah, that's it from my side. And it was very, very great and pleasant conversation. Thank you so much for it.
Same here. Great opportunity, folks. If you're an MSP, MSSP, a system integrator, join their partner program. If you're an end user, now is the time. You can go to their website, you can sign up and get rolling. You can even start with their community edition and get one step ahead of the next threat.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part
Cyber
of the
Defense
Cyber Defense
TV
Media Group,
and Cyber
where
Defense
InfoSec
Radio
knowledge
have launched
is
24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at CyberDefense.tv and CyberDefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.